What's up, everyone? Greetings from the Nerd Cartel. I'm Jim.
And I'm Peter.
And tonight, we're going to be talking, or today, or this morning, or...
Yeah, you don't know what time it is in the day, you scallywag.
you scoundrels out there.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to be talking on this episode about Moon Knight Episode 1.
Yay!
It's called, what, the Goldfish Problem?
Oh, I don't know. I never look at the titles of anything.
It's something about goldfish. I'm pretty sure it's Goldfish Problem.
Yeah. The one about the goldfish problem.
Yeah. you want to just say spoiler alert at this point?
Yeah. I mean, at this point, episode 2 is going to be coming out. So,
yeah.
Yeah, spoiler alert. If you haven't seen episode 1, definitely watch it and then kind of just figure it out. An unspoiler version at this point is just we both like it.
Yeah, we kind of did that with the trailer.
Yeah,
when we were talking about the trailer,
we're really excited. Yeah. So we got to see it, and yeah, we recommend it for everybody. Definitely 2 thumbs up from each of us. That's a total of 4 thumbs.
Yeah, and if Tiff were here, she would have
2 thumbs as well.
Well, I mean, with all those roach legs, I mean, I think we're up
might
to
be
like
an extra 8 thumbs.
8 thumbs, yeah.
I don't know how many thumbs roaches have.
Yeah, they would have 8 if they had thumbs.
Yeah, they would have 8.
Yeah.
So I'm bad at math. Are we at 12? 12 thumbs?
12 thumbs.
12 thumbs. Straight up.
12 thumbs up, yeah.
Yeah, 12 thumbs up.
but anyway, yeah, streaming on Disney Plus. If you guys are subscribed, you can watch it anytime.
Mm-hmm.
Super dope. The thing about Moon Knight is not a lot of people are very familiar with the content, you know, like from the comic book and everything. So this is like a lot more fresh to most people than, you know, like your Captain America or any other, you know, things that they've put out on Disney Plus. So that's
totally
kind of exciting. It's new for everyone.
Same. Moon Knight was definitely, like you said, not definitely popular enough where they're gonna push it out there, but it wasn't something that was in my circulation of at least comic books that I read or that I looked up. So I know like absolutely nothing about Moon Knight. Same thing with Tiff. And I know she would ask me about it. And I'm like, dude, no,
you're like,
I have no idea.
Bro, I don't know.
Yeah. I know what he looks like. Like, I don't know him personally. I know of him. That's about it.
So the reason that I like Moon Knight is because he looks so fucking cool.
Mm-hmm.
When I would go to my comic book store growing up, I would see those comics and I just started to pick up like one here and there. It wasn't like my, you know, okay, like I bought my Wolverine and my Spawn and it's like, okay, shit, I have like $3 left. Oh, this Moon Knight cover looks tight. So that's how I started getting into him.
Yeah.
So I'm not well versed in Moon Knight, but I'm a little bit more familiar and they have so many different takes on the character that's super interesting. Like, some of them see him as like a schizophrenic or multiple personality guy.
Yeah.
Some of them see as more like a sorcerer,
like taking over
like
his
magic,
body,
being possessed kind of guy.
Yeah.
And the show's like really rocking that aspect. I think is we don't really know what it is, but motherfucker has personalities.
Yeah, a little bit of everything. And what's the main character's name?
So the main character's name is Steven.
Steve.
Yeah, Stevie.
Yeah, no, Stevie.
Actually,
with
Steve,
a B.
Yeah,
Steven.
Yeah, Steven.
Steven. It's with Steven. It says it right here.
So what's really interesting about that is like the Moon Knight in the comics or the first Moon Knight, because there's been a few different iterations because of his like personality thing, is Mark Spector.
Oh, okay.
So the guy who ends up coming to bail him out later in the episode is actually the original Moon Knight in the comics,
which is interesting because we haven't met Mark yet.
Mm-mm.
We've only met Steve. Every time Mark has come around, it's been more of a blackout for Steve. And I had mentioned to Tiff, like, what if Steve is actually the multiple personality part and Mark is actually the actual person, and he had to hide away for a while, which is why he has that hidden cell phone. And the lady on the phone, which I don't know who that is, was like, I haven't talked to you for months. So Mark was already around. Mark put himself away and gave him control for a while, or Steve took control, or however that worked out. But I thought that was going to be like a crazy twist that goes around.
So in the comics, Mark Spector uses different personalities to influence different people in different ways.
Oh.
So he's almost like, kind of like, not to be cheesy, but like Master of Disguise, like Dana Carvey style.
Yeah.
Where he's like, I think in the comics, Stephen Grant is the character's name. And in the comics, Stephen Grant was actually like a millionaire, more like a Bruce Wayne character, which obviously this guy isn't.
Is not, yeah.
So I don't know if they're doing like a play or whatever. I did a little bit of reading on it, and I saw that Oscar Isaac decided that this motherfucker should be British.
Oh, really? He just decided to do that? I mean, are they in London?
They are.
Okay.
But people were saying that his accent was bad. And a lot of people are saying that it's bad because it's like an American doing a British accent.
God, and that happens all the time. Like, we are fucking terrible at doing accents, but everybody could do an American accent. Like, are our words just really easy?
I guess. I guess. Like, it's funny because it's like you tell someone like us or whatever, we're from California, and I never thought of having an accent or whatever, but when I was in the Army, you know, dealing with people around the country or around the world, whatever, they're like, you're from California, huh? And I'm like, what's up, bro? You know, like, dude, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
You know, like, we have these little, like, indicators or whatever. So when you tell someone to speak with no accent, I would say, like, yeah, I'm doing it right now. I don't have a fucking accent. So I would say a British person would do the same thing, like, this is my voice. I have no accent.
In my opinion, you have the accent.
Yeah, my opinion, you have an accent. Yeah, so, you know, I guess we're just like the basic bitch of vanilla fucking English language.
I guess so. It's just like, do we just announce our words a lot more? Like,
yeah, it's like, don't blink your eyes or fucking cock your head or anything.
Yeah. Well, the thing about doing the English accents, too, is just like, we don't know all their slang that they have. They have a lot of different things that, you know, you're taking a piss and like it means totally different than us taking a piss. Like we're going and peeing on walls, but we're, you know, and to them we're joking to them or something, you know.
No,
like,
totally.
Yeah.
Just pissing you, man. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just taking a piss. Like I could see how an actual, you know, somebody from London or anywhere else is just like, you sound like you're playing a character more than you are like pulling it off, like Tom Holland.
Fuck, Tom Holland. Yeah. Tom Holland's
here. We're getting to you, Tom. We're getting to you.
Like, I would love to hear what he thinks about this in the Marvel verse here.
Right.
But yeah, no, like I think that's it, is that, you know, He's not British. He's not fucking British, because Mark Spector's not British. He's an American. I mean, in the comics, I don't know what angle they're taking, but... Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, who is this? Hey, I'm just going to put her straight on. I'm going to put her straight on. Hey, Tiff.
Hi.
Hey, I'm going to put you on speakerphone. We're casting right now.
And
yeah, so I'm just going to say PSA from Tiff, all right?
Yeah.
All right. We got a PSA from Tiff, even though you guys just heard that.
Yeah, you just heard all that.
So
but
I'm
we got
a speakerphone. She's going on the microphone. Right,
we're going
now.
Live.
All right.
Hello, testing. Am I on?
You're on.
You're on. You're speaking to the people.
Okay. Hello, everyone. Tiff the Roach here with some important news that I just found out today. Did you know that in the first episode of Moon Knight, they left us a fucking free comic? Like, what?
That's
so fucking great. I know, right? So basically, it's the very first scene where they actually, like, show Steven, and he's, like, in the museum, and he's talking to the little girl about the sarcophagus that's there. Well, on the glass of the sarcophagus, there's a fucking QR code. And if you pause it and scan it, it takes you to a website that offers a fucking free webcomic. And basically what this is just the first one is the first time that they present Moon Knight in the Marvel comic series, and they've promised one every week. So, you know, stay tuned to find out if the QR code is just going to be like in a different spot in each episode, or if it's just like the same QR code and it just, I mean, I don't know yet, but I, this is what I know, people. So go out there, read your free comic.
Listen to the Roach. She knows.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, damn, what an unexpected treat.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Thank you for joining us, Tiff.
Absolutely. And now I have to go save some lives, so I'm off.
All right.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
Later.
Bye.
Bye.
God, that is freaking awesome. So that blew my mind. They're going to have different comics for every single episode, and it might be just like a QR code that you find, because that is insane. That the scene that where Steven's like talking to the little girl, and then they have like the sarcophagus, and he's like, oh, this mummy, and blah, 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 and I'm talking to you.
In a British accent.
Yeah, I'm
fake,
so British.
Fake as fuck, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, and I came down in the loo. in the lift.
It's like, all right, Mary Poppins.
Yeah. And there's like the glass there, and you'll see like a regular QR code, like, you know, any museum that you go to, and you just want to scan it for some information on that item, and boom, it gives you a free fucking comic. So cool. I'm down.
Hell yeah. No, it's such a fucking great idea, because I really think that there's not enough of that going on, and there's so much potential. I mean, not just with QR codes, but like augmented reality or connected experiences where it's like, hey, click here or go to this website and help it enhance your experience of watching this or whatever. Like, fucking great idea.
Yeah.
Disney Plus and Marvel. And
absolutely.
Kevin Feige.
And probably the best way to have people learn more about the character Moon Knight. Because, mm-hmm. again, a lot of people are just kind of going fresh, like me and Tiff, as opposed to you, who had read the comics, are just going in blind. And now we're going to get like a little more information on reading the comics, seeing how the character is and the comparisons, finding out he's not British.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, it's great because, like, people, origin stories are so difficult. Because, like, anyone who's ever watched a Spider-Man movie or 100 Spider-Man movies knows that there's 100 Spider-Man origin stories.
Yeah.
They get annoying. So it's like, if you could have something to enhance and be like, hey, here's a little bit of background to make these characters more meaningful to you. It's just such a great idea, because you can't beat people over the head with, like, oh, like, from... you know, based on this, the power of this Egyptian god or this or that. It's going to take you 5 or 6 episodes even get to the beginning of the story.
Yeah, totally. And speaking of that, like going into like 5 or 6 episodes, what I liked about this one is that... All right, we're going on a side note here. Jim had made these amazing mojitos for us to drink right now. He just took a good sip, and just like a leaf was just stuck to his lip.
Yeah, I look like Swamp Thing for a moment.
Yeah, he had a Swamp Thing goatee on top of his human man goatee. But what I liked on this one is that, like, they did a lot of... God, what's the word I'm looking for? Just build up on the characters that they had. You didn't see Moonlight at all until the very end.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They kept it interesting, mysterious, and very fun with his blackouts of all of a sudden everybody around him is dead. Like, you know, he's a fucking force to be reckoned with.
Oh, fuck yeah. Well, I mean, and that was the coolest thing, is you have this Steven guy, you know, like Peter mentioned, he... you know, things would start to get hairy, and he's like, oh, shit, I just want to stay alive.
Yeah.
And then he'd wake up, and everyone's dead.
Yeah.
And he's like, what? And then we would see, as a viewer, some of the shit that we did. They're not showing us everything, but we kind of see, like, a reflection in the mirror or something subtle to show that he's fucking some shit up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because
I know we were all really worried that it was going to be too PG. It wasn't going to be as brutal as, like, the commercials had shown, where he was beating the shit out of the demon.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, yeah, that's probably going to be the most brutal thing. They did a good job with still keeping the rating and leaving it to your imagination and still being brutal as fuck. Like, well, seeing all those bodies, fucking awesome.
I was really, really... I guess encouraged, or I was very optimistic after Disney Plus added the like, not the adult code, but like the mature viewing option where you have to put in the code that we mentioned on the cast before. But, and, you know, them taking the Netflix Marvel series and streaming those, I was, because I would say that this belongs more
along the lines
in that group, the Netflix ones than the Disney ones, because the Disney ones are great, but they're very, very conservatively PG-13. You know what I mean? Like, they're very safe.
Yeah, they are very safe. And on this one, this one you do kind of get the same feel of Disney, though. With them, where it does...
It's like the missing link between the two.
Yeah, it is definitely the missing link between the two. Like, you're definitely going to get, like, the graphic parts of it, but at the same time, it still feels very lighthearted. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, just, like, visually it feels lighthearted, where Daredevil and all the other ones, like, looking at it, it looks like you're watching a Netflix film. That's going to be gritty. And then watching this one, it still feels a little lighthearted, but still has, like, violence to it. I have a lot of faith. I mean, the Mandalorian, the first season, that, like, he chopped a dude in half, you know, using a door.
Mandalorian got down.
He got down. True. He murdered people. So, like, so we got to see it. I think there's a little leeway.
I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good.
I was just thinking, like, okay, how far has Disney Plus gone?
Yeah.
The last episode of The Mandalorian was dark as fuck.
Yeah.
What's her name? Finnick. Mm-hmm. Finnick Shard, his assassin, you know, right-hand woman.
Yeah.
She hung a dude.
Yeah.
Like just straight up lassoed him and pulled him out of a portal. So, like, yeah.
Good job, Disney. They could definitely, you know, fuck some stuff up.
That should probably be one you put in the code for. At least a couple episodes.
Just why is this one blocked?
It's like, I'll never know what happens, Dad.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm pretty excited where it's going to go. Like I said, you don't get to see a lot of Moon Knight. It still keeps it up with the mystery. I feel like this is going to be a really fun show with everything that's going on. There is a lot of mystery to it. Like, not as much as, like, WandaVision was. Yeah. But still along that lines, where there's going to be a lot of stuff that we're going to learn. But I think it's going to be definitely more fast-paced and a lot quicker to get to the point than Winter Falcon and, Golden Eagle and Strongarm.
And Strongarm. Shiny Arm Man.
It's Shiny Arm Man.
So I have a confession to make.
Yeah.
I did fall victim to some internet clickbait. Non-pornographic this time.
Yeah. Not Rule 43 or anything.
Yeah, whatever it is. Number 43 will blow your mind. Yeah. And I'm like, I gotta know. Number 43, ad after ad.
Yeah, Moon Knight with no pants on.
Ooh.
Ooh. Just the pants.
So, it was one of those clickbait things. Is like, Moon Knight introduces a character that is so powerful and that could have beaten fucking Thanos.
What?
Yeah, so it's that guy or that entity that's chasing him through the hallway with, like, the bird head.
Oh.
Again, I'm not, like, a huge... Like, I don't have all the Moon Knight comics. I haven't read all of them, but one of the series was called, like Khonshu... and the Moon Knight, or Khonshu and Mark Spector.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the name of the entity that's following him, that bird-headed dude with, like, the fucking scythe or whatever.
Yeah.
So he's an Egyptian god that part of his power is derived from. And again, you know, like, if there's any comic book nerds or Moon Knight, like, experts, please comment on our Instagram and educate us. Because, like, we're new, like, just the tip of the Moon Knight iceberg. Yeah. But yeah, like, if you guys have, like, anything that could add to the conversation, please add it on our Instagram. But this guy looks fucking badass. He's super powerful, and apparently he can fuck up Thanos.
Yeah. So could Squirrel Girl, though.
Yeah, well, yeah. And she... Well, he's not as hot as Squirrel Girl.
No?
Or as unpredictable.
You know, different strokes for different, penises.
I guess.
I don't know the saying. Yeah. It's near the beginning.
It's different strokes for different folks.
Oh.
But not with the L, because if you put the L in strokes, yeah. Strokes.
Different strokes weird. For different fucks. Folks. No. Folks.
Folks.
Fucks.
Fucks. Different strokes different for fucks.
Different strokes to different foxes. Sexy foxes.
You know who could have added to that conversation is Tiff.
Oh, I yeah, totally.
She would have fucking said
hit
something
me.
Really
oh, yeah, said something funny.
Oh, and
funny.
Hit you. And grabbed your nipples. I'm not going to do that. Like, Peter has a reprieve tonight. He's not getting molested on today's
yeah,
cast.
Yeah, it's only Trailers with Tiff where I just get beat up.
So I would say episode one, definitely recommend, watch that shit.
Yeah, 10 out of 10.
Yeah, 10 out of 10, would recommend.
Yeah, besides the shitty London accent.
Well, yeah,
sounded fine to me. Well, I'm from America.
America. what I'm hoping is that they maybe episode two, Steven's not even in that shit. Maybe it's another fucking personality.
Oh, yeah. The sky's the limit. Yeah. We don't know. I mean,
and
then
Mark
Spector
is the anchor. You know, Moon Knight is the anchor holding them all together. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah.
Because he has a ton of different personalities he uses in different ways. But it seems like this Steven guy has been a little bit... he's been around long enough to have a reputation for being late and being a shitty employee.
Yeah.
So, that's at least a couple weeks.
Being a goofball.
Yeah, being a goofball, asking a hot tour guide out on a date and standing her up.
Standing her up for steaks. Like, let's get steaks.
Even though he's a vegetarian.
Yeah. And then he ends up eating a steak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wonder if he throws it up in episode two.
Oh, yeah. Or he's just really constipated.
Oh,
like his body cannot process that. He's the just whole, like, I'm so constipated.
You heard it here on the Nerd Cartel, yeah. Episode 2.
Or unless he's been blacking out and Mark has just been eating little bits of steak to keep his body regular.
Yeah. That could be it.
That could be it. Yeah. Just feeding him little bits of meat. Little.
So,
Linda McDonald's.
So Mark Spector, Moon Knight, was a motherfucking assassin. I mean, like, he fought alongside Spider-Man, Punisher, like pretty much all of your fucking mainstream heroes. Moon Knight was always kind of like that supporting cast. And I'm eager to see what they do with him. It can really fucking cool.
That's going to be really cool. Ethan Hawke.
Oh, yeah.
Walking on glass.
As Harrow, yeah. Walking on glass, fucking magical tattoo, judging people on the spot.
Yeah. And fucking just be like, and then
past,
just sucking out their
present
souls.
And future.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like, I didn't do anything bad. He's like, well, maybe
you
will.
I believe you, but it's probably something you did in the future.
Sorry you couldn't see where we're headed.
Yeah.
Ba-bow.
Ba-bam. Not even a ba-bow. Just like, ooh. You're dead. More leaves.
Maybe
a leafy motherfucker.
Maybe it's the same leaf.
You just keep spitting the same leaf back in your cup.
So
nice.
Well, do you have anything else to add for
the
episode?
No, that's going
to
be it. Do you?
No.
All right. Well, get ready for the next episode that comes out, because we're going to be ready for that next episode that's going to come out. We're going to watch it, and then we're going to talk about it again. Hopefully, Tiff can join on that episode, too. We'll see. Every week she should tell us where to find the new the new thing. I think we figured out something.
It has to be like, okay, there's trailers with Tiff, then there's gonna be QR with Tiff.
Yeah, QR. Yeah. QR cuties with Tiff.
Yeah, QR cuties.
Speaking of icons and cool stuff, click on that purple icon and go ahead and give us 10 stars, 5 stars, a million stars, 2
all
stars.
All the stars.
But all the stars, not 2 stars.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
You're a bad, bad viewer. Go ahead and give us a comment on what you thought about the Moon Knight. And then what Jim was talking about earlier, if you got more Moon Knight information for us, let us know. Be our teachers. And, thank you to everybody who has. You can find us on Spotify. You can find us on iTunes or
wherever your ears go for love. We're there to love them. So hard.
So hard. All right. Bye.
Later. slurp it. It's done. It's over.
It's good.